Blog Talk Radio.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
Everybody, this is your boy King Edward Undead, and this is another episode of Dead City Radio. And today we're going to talk about the mysteries of Masked Pony. Now, it seems for a while that Tub Guy has been trying to bring out evidence that Masked Pony is Homer Bouvier, a guy I have heavily talked about in the past. And yeah, I mean, this is exciting. Well, actually, the evidence was already brought out, but the video was already deleted. I was going to do a full-on analysis on the video, but he deleted it, sadly. And I do want to say that he did do some good comparisons, including the number one comparison with Toilet Guy, the Toilet Guy character. Basically, it was originated by Homer Bouvier, and for some reason, Masked Pony took it. See, in my opinion, I don't think Masked Pony is even Homer Bouvier. I'm sorry if I'm jumping to conclusions, but that's kind of my opinion. I think that Masked Pony is pretty innocent. I mean, he seems innocent. Now, I might, because I've been talking with him on Skype, okay? Oh, Tub Guy's not listening. If he is, I'm dead. But yes. We've been talking on Skype, and he just doesn't seem like Homer. I mean, I know Homer even better than Tub Guy would. Homer would cringe at me. He would, you know, make the same splices. He would do the same face that Tub Guy does. And it's just that Masked Pony doesn't fit any of those features. And yeah, Homer can't hide his identity that easy. I mean, he would get triggered at me. He would never be my friend. And he's my friend right now, then. Look at that. He's, like, this Homer guy is my friend now. I mean, actually, Masked Pony is. I can't say he's even Homer. I just think Masked Pony is pretty innocent. So, if you guys have any thoughts on this, call into tonight's show, 347-855-8578. Now, I'm sorry if I'm not doing a good job hosting today. My head was hurting a bit, so. Anyways, 111, do you have any thoughts on what, you know, Masked Pony? 111. Hello? You're not there? I'm going to put you on. Hold up. I have to put you. Hold up, I can't. Yeah, here we go. Put you on mute. 541, your thoughts on Masked Pony?
Is that me?
Yeah, it's you. What's up?
Hey. So, I just got in here a moment ago, so what's going on?
We're talking about Masked Pony. Tub Guy was finally solving the mystery of Masked Pony, comparing him to Homer Bouvier. Now, he did a lot of great comparisons, including the Toilet Guy comparison. Also, voice comparisons, but I don't think their voices are really similar at all.
Well, I feel like this is just one of those things where he's just trying to get attention, you know, ever since he's been banned from the broadcast.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, I mean, like, what the heck? Oh, dang it, my battery's going to die. Oh, now I'm charging. It could just be one of those things where he's just getting attention, or like, so people can start listening to him or something.
Yeah, I think that's it. You know, him being an attention whore and stuff, I think that's what's going on.
Hmm.
Well, anyways, can I ask who this is?
Oh, this is Godzilla 3709.
Oh, nice. Godzilla. Nice. Okay. But yeah, I think Mafcone is in a way an attention whore, and he could have caused some discord. Now, I also predicted that Twiley Atkins could be Ashley Fluttershy, who was a friend of Homer Bouvier's back during the Silver Millennium radio era.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's, it just makes a lot of sense since Twiley Atkins came up with the Fluttershy character. It reminded me a lot of that Vannamelon person from YouTube. If you know who Vannamelon is.
I mean, it's just the reason why I'm thinking that it just comes to my head is because I have mixed feelings towards Max Pony. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with him being disabled, but, you know, it's just some of the things that, like, really get me off, like some of the stuff that he does, and I feel like, well, just because he got banned, I feel like he's doing this whole thing for attention.
Yes. Yeah, he did. He did do a lot. I'll put you on mute. I don't know. It's just that Jay, what's with the television? I think the television's interfering with the mic, Jay.
Yeah.
Jay, why are you laughing about it? Just turn it down. Yeah, turn it down, Jay. Turn down the television. Turn it down. There. That's better. And yeah, come on. The Masked Pony stuff, I mean, I'm so confused from that television, but maybe somebody can clear my mind here. Can help me make my mind feel clear. 111, are you available? 111, you have your hand up. You know that, right? Okay. Anyways, Masked Pony. Now, when I first heard about him, and when I first heard him, he was doing the toilet guy impersonation, of course. I was shocked about it, though. You know, I didn't know it was Homer, which, of course, I'm sure it's not. And I don't know why he became a serious caller on Ghost Show, man. I mean, he just becomes a serious caller on Ghost Show, decides, oh, yeah, I'm going to be a friend of Ghost. And then afterwards, the trolls expose him because they hate him so much. They thought, okay, let's go in and expose him. And they figured out he had a diaper fetish, an inflation fetish, and a clown fetish, which obviously are weird-ass fetishes. Diaper fetish is absolutely disgusting, if you think about it. Diaper fetish is one of the most disgusting fetishes ever. And, I mean, the first time, remember the Masked Pony thing that happened? Oh, hold up. Got a message. I'm sorry. Hey, Eddie, might be on a hiatus. I was calling in. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. So, basically, when I remember when Ghost confronted, you know, Masked Pony, asked him the few questions, you know, about how he made the stories about the diapers, you know, the ones like Scootaloo's Life or whatever it was called, and then shipping Twilight Sparkle with Rainbow Dash, and they had like a little diaper fetish thing going. Yeah, it was disgusting. And the first time I heard that, I almost threw up. I felt like throwing up, man. And Ghost was doing the same thing. He felt like puking. I felt like puking. Oh, what, Jay? What's so funny?
There's a Vietnam.
Okay, what Vietnam flashbacks? Okay, but Masked Pony, he was just something else. You know, like I can't even think about it anymore. All right, okay. I don't know what else to say about it, but Tub Guy thinks he's solved everything. He thinks Homer Bouvier, he's Homer Bouvier, and he's pulling people's strings, my strings, other people's strings from the Brony Network to the OG Capitalist Army to the Discord chat. He thinks he's pulling everybody's little strings. And that's what is believed. And that is Tub Guy's theory. Now, I do kind of believe that, but at the same time, I'm feeling bad for Masked Pony because he seems so innocent when I'm talking to him on Skype. But you never know. Sometimes the innocent are actually guilty. And I mean, it's awkward that, you know, come on. I don't know, man. Discord equals MLP character. Oh, of course. Yeah, you have to mention My Little Pony in this. Fuck you, but oh, sorry, Dr. Pistol. No offense. I'm sorry. But listen, My Little Pony's cancer. Anyways, 541, you're back on the air. Your thoughts on what I said?
I agree with you, man. I mean, I haven't read the stories myself, but, you know, I felt like I had enough evidence just to support that Masked Pony is just a weird little troll that is just doing something that I can't believe was done on the broadcast. I mean, like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I can't believe that. No, I think it would have been easier if he went under another name. If he went under another name, I think that would have been wiser. But I guess he didn't do that. He went under the name Masked Pony, had a clown fetish going. I mean, who has a fetish for clowns? Well, I guess somebody might have a fetish for a Harley Quinn.
Maybe one of those freaking clowns from Slipknot. I mean, have you ever seen it before?
Oh, no, not those clowns from Slipknot. Those are pretty disturbing clowns. I'm not even a big fan of Slipknot. I mean, they're like, Psycho Zozo! Psycho Zozo! Oh, yeah, Psycho Zozo! Like, that's all they do. Oh, yeah, now Dr. Bristol's doing a Joker laugh. Yeah, he knows what I'm referring to. The overly rated Joker and Harley Quinn. And I'm sure that... I bet that Masked Pony waxes his carrot to the Joker and Harley Quinn porn, man. If he has a thing for clowns.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, I'll put you on me. I really want to know who this 111 is who has his hand up. Who's the 111? Hey, you. Anonymous. What if I said anonymous? Anonymous. 111, you have your hand up. I'm going to leave you on. Hey, you pressed 1, 111. 111, 1111. I'll just leave you on. You're my new co-host. Anyways. Anonymous equals Helen Keller Deafmute. Yes. Yeah, and he's my new co-host. Meet Helen Keller. Say hello, Helen Keller. Hi, Helen Keller. Oh, I think Godzilla wants to talk about something. I'm going to put Helen Keller on mute. 541. What's up?
Shush, girl. Shut your lips. Do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips.
Goddammit, Godzilla. Wait, what, Godzilla?
I'm sorry, I just had to make the joke.
Yeah, I knew you were going to... I don't know. I kind of thought of that. I mean, sometimes I think of that every time I think of Helen Keller, you know? That's... Trying to remember, what was their name? Three... What? Can't remember
three
what the name of that...
Three exclamation point... O-H, I believe.
3-0? I don't know. I don't know, man. All right. Putting you on... Wait, they were what? Hold up, they were
what?
They
were pretty banned anyways.
They were pretty. Yeah, they were kind of bad. I mean, they were really, really raunchy. I'll be honest. But yeah, we got a new caller. I'm gonna put you on mute for this one. This one wants to be picked up. 111. What's going on with you?
Hello, Eddie. This is the Conspiracy Dream Moon Man. I'm here to inform everybody that you're a psychopath, and the reason why you are obsessed with a guy named Homer is that you're Homer.
Oh. Oh, you're trying to figure out some conspiracy theories. All right, okay. I'm obsessed with Homer, and you're claiming I'm Homer. Oh. No, I'm not Homer. Fuck that. If I was Homer, I would be ashamed of myself. But yes, Mr. Moonman, you got a good theory going, but I'm not Homer. And wait a minute, are you that Time Lord that called into the June show? I bet if you're that Time Lord, that's awesome, man. If you're that Time Lord that kind of defended my honor back, how many years ago? It was like 2 years ago, 2014, in the month of June. On Robert Boner's show. If you're that guy. And I stopped obsessing over Homer. I mean, look, I talk about him once in a good while. I make a few little jokes about him. But that's about it. I mean, look, Homer is a nutcase himself. Look, if you think I'm a psychopath, then you better meet me in real life. And maybe you'll see a true psychopath. Anyways, let's get back to the Helen Keller. Helen Keller, you are on the air. No. And the Godzilla guy is gone. So let's see if he has more theories. So this guy is being the new Peter the Penguin here, because I remember Peter the Penguin always said, he always said stuff like, "You're Hillary Clinton." Yeah, but now he's smart. And by the way, tonight at midnight, I'm announcing this, there will be a debate between Peter the Penguin and Palmer the Pelican. Tonight. At midnight. It will be the very next show, okay? So I'm going to leave this chat open for the very next show, all right? In fact, we might have a little bit of an after show. Who knows? If you really want to listen into the after call, after show, call 347-855-8578. Again, that number to call is 347-855-8578. Anyways, let's pick up on Moon Man. What's going on? Mr. Illuminati Moon Man, you there? You're not there, man? Put you on mute. I cannot wait for the debate, says Dr. Bristle. Yeah, me too. By the way, let me add something to it. Okay, somebody messaged me on Twitter. I think I got a notification. What is it? Cookie Fitzcuckold. Thank you for following me. Anyways, the winner of the debate will either face me or Jacob in the finals, okay? Because I'm going to determine the winner of tonight's debate at midnight. I think you guys will find it interesting. I found a lot of debate topics we're going to talk about, and it's going to be really cool. Anyways, let's get back to the callers. 111, you're on the air. No? No? All right. Okay. How about other 111, you're on the air?
Pick up on my call here at Providence, that Etinkle is a guy named Home. Stay tuned, Providence.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to stay tuned for the Illuminati show starring Eddie Hinkle, who is actually Homer Bouvier. Just stay tuned for that, then. Anyways, we got another caller. I'm sure he has thoughts on Masked Pony. Hey. 775. You have any thoughts on the Masked Pony mysteries?
Oh, shit. I didn't think you were going to call on me. Look, well, you know, I pretty much think Masked Pony. Okay, you know what? How about this? Is there any possible way you think Masked Pony might be Celtic Brony?
I don't think so. I've talked to Celtic Brony. I mean, I'm friends with both Masked Pony and Celtic Brony. They're both different entities. And I did tell him about the Celtic Brony stuff and how he could be getting Celticed. Because I feel like Celtic was also screwed over the same way as Masked Pony was.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Like, the blame is being put on the wrong people, you know. I hate it when that happens. Even if it's not me.
For sure. I don't know. Especially when I heard Raiden call up today on TCR. I didn't realize he sounded so squealy as he was. He was a freaking whiner, but at the same time, I kind of feel bad for him, you know, getting hacked the way he did. But, you know, that's the thing. Who the hell did it? You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, who hacked Raiden? And, I mean, people have been pointing a finger at Masked Pony, but as Tub Guy said, it could have been anybody who could have hacked Raiden Snake.
True enough. All right, well, hey, thanks. I had no idea you guys had a show. That was a bit of good fun a little bit earlier.
All right, man. Thank you very much. I'll put you on mute. Just stay tuned. If you want, you can stay tuned for tonight's debate between a talking pelican and a talking penguin. Anyways, I'm going to pick up on the top 111. You are on the air. Hey, you've been a Helen Keller Deaf Mute for a while. You're not, like, you've been on there the whole time and you're not going to speak a single sentence fragment. Is that it? You're not going to speak a single sentence fragment. But yes. Anyways, yes, Raiden Snake is innocent. I mean, I could say he's an anime lover, but he is definitely not a fucking furry. He's an anime lover, but he's not a furry. I mean, there's already proof that he's a weeaboo. There's already proof he voiced for a video game. I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? Well, I guess, I know you don't have your hand up, other 111, or Illuminati, Moonman, stay tuned for another episode of Eddie Hinkle is Homer Bouvier. Well, should we pick you up again? Well, I just want to see if you have anything else. 111, what's up? You're not going to say anything? You're going to stay silent? Okay. All right, I'm just going to put you on mute. I know you didn't have your hand up, so I only gave you a few seconds. And I know I'm not... Oh, hey, Dr. Bristle. Dr. Bristle, did you know you are a fur-a? Watch what happens when I call Dr. Bristle a furry. Look, Dr. Bristle, you're a furry. Just like Renegade claims. See, he can't dot waves in the fucking chat. But pretty soon, you're going to see me dissing this guy and in his beliefs. Come on, man. Damn it. See? He rages. You can make him rage at the easiest point ever. So anyways, I don't know if 775 wants to be picked up on, you can. But I think I'll skip on you. If you want to get back on, you got to press the 1 to raise your hand. So, 111, how are you? You're still Helen Keller? Helen Keller, how are you? You're doing all right? Doing all right, Helen Keller? Sounds like you're playing with the water. Yes, it's water. Yeah, I'm referring to the movie. Anyways, let's just go down the row, and maybe then we'll pick up on 775 after this last 111. Who doesn't have his hand up? 111. One, one, one. I'm a melting pot of brony. A melting pot of brony. Come on, Dr. Bristol. You're better than this. You're better than this. You are not a melting pot of brony. Man, man, I should, when Ghost bans bronies on his shows, I should do the same thing. I should ban you fucking bronies, man. If there's any bronies here, you better not show it. Anyway, 775 does want to be picked up on. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm not a brony, by the way, but I was just wondering what your thoughts were on the whole Fitzgerald thing earlier.
Oh, the Fitzgerald thing. Wait, do I know you?
Maybe.
Okay, well, wait, which guy were you, man?
Cucky.
Are you Cucky Fitzcuckold, or is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you?
Yeah.
Awesome. The nice dick. Okay. Anyways. yeah, but so, yeah, I think it was pretty outrageous. So, is this guy, like, I don't know much about this John Fitzgerald guy, but is he, like, a Hillary Clinton supporter?
He's a far left-wing shell, as far as I could tell from a lot of these. He basically is a Trump hater, but I would have left him alone had he not, you know, fucked with a couple other people that I know, including Ghost. You know,
he put him on the white supremacist list.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I mean, I'm on a white supremacist list. I had no idea about it, you know, until this fucking asshole.
Oh,
but,
no, he put me on three different lists, though. He put me on, He put me on
the idiot,
white supremacist.
Idiot.
Yeah, he put me on white supremacist, idiot, and deplorable.
Yeah,
so,
I got deplorable. I, for the most part, I kind of felt a little sense of pride from that, not going to lie.
Yeah, you got to feel honored when you're added to John Fitzgerald's list, even though I don't know much about the guy. But I did, what? Dr. Bristol wants to share a video. I guess I'll react to it since I have the time. Oh, what is it? Is it? Oh, no. No, 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 no. We are not watching no True Questor Radio bullshit. Yeah, you know True Questor Radio, I'm sure.
No, no, I don't.
It's a ripoff of course, True Capitalist Radio, except it's hosted by a brony. And
okay,
His name is Pony Toast, or just plainly Toast.
Huh. No, I actually had no idea anyone else would do a radio show other than Ghost. I mean, I'm kind of new to Twitter, kind of new to this whole thing. You know, I mainly stayed off of social media as much as possible, as long as I could. But you know, shit happens. So.
Shit does happen. But I have to put you on mute because we have about a minute left in the show, and I'm going to ask if anybody else wants to call into tonight's show. I'm going to have an after show. We might do some, maybe some random vandalism, classic vandalism. Anyways, call 347-855-8578 if you want to participate in random vandalism. It's just a knockoff version of Radio Graffiti. You know, the same old, same old. You just call in. Again, the number to call is 347-855-8578. You have about 35 seconds to call in. I'm just going to wait for the time to go down. We'll have an after show, and I think we only have two callers in the slot, but we have a lot we can fit in for. So anybody who wants to come in. And by the way, another show at midnight. Don't forget, it's going to be a debate show. And it's going to be after this one. After this show, there will be a debate between Palmer the Pelican and Peter the Penguin. So don't forget that. Anyways, we are now into the after show. and we will be doing some calls. Yeah. Anyways, you can't call it anymore, so let's just do it. Only two calls for today. It's fine. 111 random vandalism. Come on, Helen Keller. Is anyone really there, though? Are you just going to be Helen Keller? You know. All right. Putting you on mute. 111 random vandalism. One, one, one. I know you got something. No, I know you got something, Mr. Illuminati Moon Man. Oh, man. He's putting installs on, and they're both Helen Keller deaf mutes, man. They're both Helen Keller deaf mutes. This is just great, man. Okay, hold up. 111's got something. Hello, main.
It is clear Eddie Hinkle is Homer, as he has proved to be a talent, as portraying the roles of his many imaginary friends. Listen, pair these voice sets.
But yes, Mr. Moon Man, you've got a good theory going, but I'm not Homer. And wait a minute, are you that that's called into the June show? I bet if you are that Time Lord, that's all that kind of.
I actually have a couple of people on the line, well, not one, in the queue that I want to talk to you. Area code 614. That's a buddy of mine.
What the fuck? Dang, the imaginary friends thing. This must be the OG Homer, then. This must be the real Homer. I bet you were waiting for the masked pony thing to die. Hold up. Mr. Bouvier, you were waiting for the thing to die. And you mentioned the imaginary friends thing. Hold up a minute. You were hiding out the whole fucking time. You were hiding the whole fucking time just so that Masked Pony could get the blame. Ah. Jesus Christ. And what's with the theories about me being Homer? I'm not Homer at all. Look, I don't have an obsession with you, but is it me, or did you just gather stuff from calls? I don't know, man. But who knows, man? Maybe it's the return of the... I don't want to call you the mysterious disliker, Madden. I wouldn't. I'm sure you know stuff. And I'm just sure you're here because, of course, your master plan worked. And obviously, I was aware. I was aware because I was aware. When the Masked Pony thing was over, the real Homer Bouvier was going to come back. And that's exactly what happened. If you are, I have no clue. Seems like you're using the same voice during the Collab VM era because we figured out Homer over there. Obviously. Because we figure out Homer using different traits, obviously. It seems like you've gotten a little lighter since you've come back. But I don't have an obsession with you at all. I just use you as a frequent meme once in a while. But, yeah. It's all for good fun, man. Anyways, I want to see if this 111 is going to speak. 111. You gonna stay silent? Because I think I'm curious about you. 111. Should we? Yeah, I think we should. 111. What's going on? One one one. God damn it! You're so fucking lazy. But. Wait a minute. I've got an idea. I've got an idea. Why don't we go to your channel, man? Just to see. Just to see. No. He hasn't come back. By the way, Homer will be missed, though. Honestly, I think he's caused a lot of trouble. A lot. So I'm going to ignore this other 111. And we'll go back to the other one, the bottom one, because obviously this one is a Helen Keller death mute on the top. You got the, man, I'm feeling a little shaky, but hold up. Can I have a stress reliever? I don't think this will work. It's working a bit. Okay. All right. Let's pick up on your call again. 111, what is up?
Your name is really Homer. The evidence is out there. We will expose you. We will expose you as a brony. We will expose you as the new fag you are. Stop hiding and pretending. My name is not Homer. Homer is a persona of Eddie Hinkle. Did I mention that Eddie Hinkle is a brony who stole a song called Fluttershy Rap from a talented artist? Look up his YouTube, Eddie Hinkle.
You're trying to make fresh disses. See, this is exactly why I don't come back to YouTube. I know that you're lingering over there, waiting to send possibly another single pizza. I know you're ready to press that send button. Listen. Is that what you want to expose? You want to expose me as Homer? How am I Homer? I wouldn't know shit about hacking. This guy had a grudge. The guy known as Homer had a grudge with me. And I obsessed over him because I wanted to be back in his little quarters. Okay? I wanted to be back where he was. Now, I understand that you decided to come back because of this. Remember that I'm not the guy who came up with the theory. Tub Guy did. And I thought maybe you would get bored. I mean, you can say you're not Homer all you want, but, well, I guess you're not. I guess you're not. But you mentioned the Fluttershy rap. Oh, remember that video, the Fluttershy rap? Oh, yeah, you stole that from a very talented artist. Well, it got deleted afterwards, motherfucker. It got deleted. And by the way, it got a recent copyright strike. Yeah, because apparently it was connected to another song. But it's all right, man. It's still there. Hey, come on, it was re-uploaded. Remember, you can't do nothing about it. Now, do you have anything else clever to say, Mr. Mysterious Man, person, thing, who's going to claim, oh my God, Eddie Hinkle is Homer Bouvier. I'm going to get this man in trouble, even though Tub Guy knows that Masked Pony is Homer Bouvier. I don't believe that's true. If I were Homer Bouvier, oh, you want me to break the fourth wall? I forgot I had my new talent. If I were Homer Bouvier, I wouldn't be sounding the same as my characters. Like, oh, Billy Bab. Oh, my God, Billy Bab. Or, hey, toilet guy. I have diverse characters. Like, I've got Pito the Penguin. You see, I can do good voices. But I cannot do a Homer impersonation. This is literally, here's my Homer impersonation. Yes, I'm Homer Bouvier. Let's pick up on 614. Like, that's basically my voice for him. I don't know how to do a, like, could I try? I don't know. But then you got Patrick the Puffin and Palmer the Pelican. You got all those characters, man. Now, I'm breaking the fourth wall just so you know that if I were Homer, I would have a bad sense of actually making character voices. Oh, Bane for DTTMB. Okay, hold up. Nice show. Didn't know. Yeah. Hell yeah, there you do. So, thanks, Bane, for DTMMP. So, let's see what you got to say about that, all right? Just, you got the mic. I do. If I were Homer, I would have a bad sense of actually making character voices. But then you've got Patrick the Puppet and Homer the Pelican. You got all those characters, man. Now, I'm breaking the fourth wall just so you know that
there was never a grudge. You were having a feud with yourself. Chub Guy knows that it's you. Masked Pony knows it's you. Dr. Bristle knows it's you. Stop hiding and come clean for where we will.
Yeah. Bullshit. Fucking bullshit. I'm calling bullshit on you because you are putting people. They didn't say that. If I asked them, they never said that. So you want to come back. I really don't care. I'm sure you're the legit Homer. I'm sure Masked Pony was never Homer. And if they knew, they would tell me, oh, are you Homer? We know you're Homer. But no, you're the only guy saying it. And it's delusional. Just like Homer's personality. Now, I give you've gotten a bit more creative. You decided to come back after, what, 5 months? What? You think I'm making a false accusation? The big question is, why would you go after me? Because I'm Homer? There is no way. Who hosts a show like this? Yeah? Maybe. How about this? To prove you are not Homer, to prove yourself that you are not Homer, I want you to come on the air with your real voice. If you don't do that, you are Homer Bouvier. I want you to come on with your real voice. I don't want you going Illuminati conspiracy like, oh my god, Ippy is the Illuminati, he is Hillary Clinton. Don't do that bullshit with me. Anyways, you're off the floor, and I want you to use your real voice this time. If you're a man with balls, if you got balls, then you would talk with your real voice. Go on ahead and do it. Prove yourself.
Where's your proof? You prove that you are not Homer first before you prove it's me. Therefore, I am not you.
So you want to come back? I really don't care. I'm sure you're the legit Homer. I'm sure Matt Pony was never Homer. And if they knew, they would tell me, oh, are you Homer? We know you're Homer. Oh, you're the only guy saying it. And it's delusional. Just like Homer's personality. Exactly. Anyways, I'm going to end tonight's broadcast. See y'all at midnight during the debate. Bye, everyone.